It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift trademarked the name of her newest cat, Benjamin Button. Swift filed papers to trademark Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin Swift. Those are her three cats, allowing income with their names to be made with clothing, phone accessories, toys, luggage, home furnishings, key rings, arts and crafts kits, ornaments, glassware, coloring books, magazines, and so much more, a.k.a. she's a genius.
I'm glad Taylor's making money. I was really worried about her getting through the tough times.
Of course, super worried about her financial status. Halsey opened up to Rolling Stone about not only her bipolar disorder, but her ongoing battle with staying sober and being a survivor of sexual assault. Halsey was diagnosed with bipolar disorder at the age of 17 following a suicide attempt and tries to stay sober every day. She said, I support my whole family, have multiple houses, I pay taxes, I run a business. I just can't be getting messed up all the time. When asked about facing her sexual abuser, she says she worked too hard to be categorized by that. And when she confronted him, he took it seriously, went to rehab, and sought out therapy. Travis Scott is teaming up with General Mills to release special edition boxes of Reese's Puffs. The rapper designed the box of cereal, which features a cacti and a photo of Travis Scott holding a giant spoon. A limited number of boxes will be available for purchase for $50.
Excuse me?
Yes, $50 for a box of Reese's Puffs.
I'm out. No way.
At TravisScott.com. Honestly, I'm going to post a picture of this on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram because the box is honestly pretty lit. Like, it's cool. I might spend $50.
No, thank you.
Sylvester Stallone is under fire for charging fans in the UK over $1,000 for a selfie with him. The action star is going to the UK to share untold stories and promote his final Rambo film, Last Blood. There will be a black tie dinner called An Evening with Sylvester Stallone, which takes place across 3 dates in August and September. The cheapest package starts at $160 a ticket, and they go up to $1,081 per ticket for the premium photo experience, which allows fans to get a selfie with Stallone. Fans are taking to social media and are slamming him for the high price of the selfie package.
That is a lot of money. I mean, Sylvester Stallone, $1,000 for
that's
anybody?
That's what I think. Like, maybe Cardi B can charge that much, and she's, like, on the top of her game, one of the most famous people in the world right now. Sylvester Stallone, you're kind of past your time.
I just feel like you shouldn't charge somebody for a photo.
I don't think so either.
Cheesy.
It's like charging for, like, an autograph. Like, selfies are the new autographs. Like, you shouldn't charge for that. Celebrities give them away for free all the time.
Could you imagine, like, the biggest person you want to meet and talk to, like, oh, hey, I'll do that photo, but it's $100. It's like, what?
Are you kidding me? Right. Coming up in the next garbage, Willow Smith talks about dating a man and a woman at the same time.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.